This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto News, exclusive interviews, real world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, let me start out by saying the obvious, that I know I'm going to be an idiot today and say something that will offend somebody. So let me start out with an apology and let you know that my heart and my prayers goes out to those people who have been not only affected, but may even have the coronavirus. But there are, 327 million of us that probably are not going to get it. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, the point is that we got to keep living our lives, people. We really have got to keep living our lives. And if you get all down in the mouth about it, then all you're going to do is bring it upon yourself. So you know what? Enjoy your life. Enjoy it. Kiss your family. Hug your kids. Tell them you love them while you still can. Because if you start coughing, I'm going to punch you in the throat. Carl Brower joining us from Kelley Blue Book, Auto Trader, Dealer.com, executive publisher, working from home. I am almost working from home because I have a tiny little office with a studio above a building. And I'm completely by myself and I'm perfectly happy. You know, they say, the philosopher says, one of the hardest things for man and for mankind is to sit in a room by himself. And we are all going to have to learn how to experience that, Carl. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I always like to hear that empathy from you, you know, that punch in the throat for people who cough. It's that empathy, Alan, that you project that really, I think, makes everyone want to just be around you as much as possible.
Let me tell you, the first thing, it's like my wife calls me. I go to the store to buy toilet paper. No, they didn't have any. She calls me up and she's like, okay, well, can you get me some grapefruit? Okay, we're enjoying these gigantic Costco grapefruit and they're out of them. So I'm now over at Albertsons. And there's, honest to God, there's the grapefruit section. Is the grapefruits look like they've been sitting there for 13 years. And I'm like, all they have is these organic ones that are $2.50 each. And I sneeze, and she goes, oh, my God, you didn't just sneeze on the fruit, did you? You need to get out of that store. Those people are going to. And I'm like, you know, and it's like, I'm sneezing. I just had, you know, I was in a dusty building looking through some old books and things. I'm you know, and it's like she goes, just leave the store, leave the store. And I'm like, I'm not sick. I got dust in my nose. So nowadays you sneeze and somebody wants to shoot you in the head, you know?
It's true. No, it's I was at the store this weekend and there was this little girl and she was just hacking away and another, you know, separate customer and I kind of looked at each other and like, stuff and we're just like, oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. But you know what? Look, think about this. I mean, the reality is, look, we got to keep living our lives. And God bless the people that get sick and die from it. God bless their souls. But we're all going to die from something, whether we get this virus or whether we get cancer and die, or whether we get hit by a truck, why a piano falls on our head like the Bugs Bunny cartoons and the Roadrunner, you know. We're all going to die from something. So at some point, we got to keep living our lives until that fateful day happens. So I'm just trying to live my life and have a little fun along the way. And cars are fun. Thank God cars don't get coronavirus. You know what I mean? But I know.
That's right.
By the way, you said that there was somebody you know that was sneezing and coughing, thinking I probably got it. So what do you do?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, right?
No, not just somebody. My office mate, the guy that I have one other person in my office at work.
Oh, dear.
Started to show symptoms like 2 days ago and stuff. And he was like, yeah, I can tell from the symptoms I've read about and what I'm feeling. It feels pretty much exactly like, say, people say the minor, you know, the non-serious version of it that most people will experience, by the way, if you get it. 80%+, they say a lot of people don't know they've even got it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, they think they got a cough and then a couple days, you know, anywhere from 2 to 10 days later, they don't have a cough anymore and they're on with their lives.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. You know what? If the litmus test is if Tom Hanks dies, we're all going to die. If he lives, We're all going to probably live. But if there's a 103-year-old lady in China that could get sick and recover, then damn it, I can! We'll take a little break. Don't go anywhere, Carl. I'm Alan Taylor. This is The Drive. I'm a hard-headed man. Brutally handsome. She was terminally pretty. She was, I don't know. Well, I don't know the rest of the song. We'll take a break. It is The Drive. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information. This is The Drive. Thanks for joining us. Hope you're safe, healthy, happy. Take a shower, wash that rear end because we know you don't have toilet paper. There are ways to fix this, you know. If they could do it on Gilligan's Island, we can survive. We will survive with the help of our friends at Brembo, the choice of champions. At least we'll stop fast. Best brakes in the world. Brembo, choice of champions. Carl Brower joining us, working from home. Cox Communications said, go home, Carl! And he says, hell yes. I call him up and he's like, ow, 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 ow. And I go, oh, it is that time, isn't it? Yes, chewing on some potato chips. So what is the coronavirus going to do? There's like nothing else in the news, but what's it going to do to the auto industry? I mean, have you guys started to see, you know, I mean, of course, everything we've been invited to by any of the automakers has been canceled now. I got my last cancellation today. And so it's like I have nothing going on for about a month and a half now. So that's the beginning.
No, we're all on, you know, standby mode, no travel. Every event that we had on our horizon is now not on the horizon, as you just said. And, on the car side, the sales side, we've been watching. And it's been interesting because it's very like the virus itself, it's very regional, right? So for instance, Seattle, surprise, surprise, they saw some definite hits to showroom traffic and, online activity on some of the websites and all. But then, you know, Denver and Texas and most of the other rest parts of the country didn't really see anything over the last week. So, you know, it was very much dependent, I think, parts of New Rochelle, you know, might have seen a bit of a drop over north of New York City. So now that was like in the last, you know, week and a half. You always need time for the data to accrue.
Right.
So the next week will be very interesting because we know things. I mean, a week ago, Alan, the NBA season was still on, right?
And right.
You know, there wasn't a national emergency declared. So we'll know more in another week or two here.
Well, I mean, Barrett Jackson, the collector car auction that was going to be in West Palm Beach is now canceled in April. I just got a phone call from a buddy today. There was another auction in Peoria, Arizona, which it's warm and beautiful there. Mag auctions, classic car auctions, canceled. That was also April like 24th or something. And so a bunch of auctions, car auctions, classic car auctions are even being canceled. The Mecum auction happened just last week. That went on, and I actually sold a car there. So it's interesting how we're at the beginning, actually, and, you know, my guess is not at the end, I should say, is better. Not at the end of the changes that are going to continue to happen in our lives, because it's all begun all over the world. These closing down, these you know, stay in your house, no more restaurants open in Los Angeles and Seattle and New York and other cities, you know, and takeout food only. A buddy of mine calls me from LA, which is roughly where you are in Southern California. He goes, I miss the hustle and bustle. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah. It all meant, you know, business, commerce, people are working. He goes, it's just like, it's like, you know, it's not the same, you know. And I'm like, you miss the traffic is what you're saying? You miss the long lines? Except to get toilet paper. But he's like, yeah, you know. So I don't
know. Alan, I've seen people taking screenshots on their phone of Google Maps with the traffic, you know, over the LA region. And it's all green. At 8:30 on a Monday morning. Right. And I saw that and I was like, okay, I've seen a lot of scary images related to coronavirus over the last 2 weeks. Now I'm worried. That is disturbing.
Well, you know, it is. It's bizarre. It is a global, it has a global effect on commerce. We are going to be, I think I predict something in the end when, let's just say 6 months to a year from now, we can look back at this date. And at the end of all of this, which there will be an end, because just like all the other things, Ebola and all the other viruses and things that have happened over the last 20 years or so, we're going to have a bigger impact on the economy than anything. Lots of bankruptcies and people losing homes and things like that. Although our president is trying to do a lot of things to help that. I mean, the interest rates are dang good right now. You know,
yes,
stock market's down.
Yes,
it's a great time to buy. What's his name? Warren Buffett said, I am fearful when people are greedy, and I am greedy when people are fearful. So everybody's fearful, and old Warren Buffett's buying up stuff left and right. Smart guy.
His company,
yeah.
They called me last week. Hey, you know, you got that rental property. You want to sell it? Yeah.
Berkshire Hathaway or something?
Berkshire Hathaway called me and out of the blue and was like, you know, they don't even want to see it. They were like, yeah, you know what, you know, and I said, well, I'd need at least this much or more. And they're like, huh? They got back to me like 2 hours later. I was like, yeah, we'll give you that right now.
Oh my gosh. But, wow.
Yeah. So he's doing exactly. And that's all I thought, Alan. I thought, this is Warren, man. He's got the money where when everyone else is panicking, he can scoop things up and look brilliant 2 years later when the economy's come back.
So let me ask you, what do you think? Uh-oh, they're yelling at me. Take a break. Ask him on the other side what they said. All right, I'll take a break. I was going to ask you, the cars that are supposed to come out, you know, the Bronco, the new 2021 Bronco was supposed to be shown at the New York Auto Show. And what's going to happen there? We'll talk on the other side. This is The Drive. Don't go anywhere.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
This is ZZ Top, Legs. The question is, how long are the legs of the coronavirus? How long is this going to keep on going on? Sucking the life out of the joyous world that we had before it hit us a few weeks ago.
No, they're going to update this song. Didn't you hear, Alan? They update this song for the coronavirus world. Now it's going to be lungs.
You
got lungs.
Right. She used to have lungs. Oh, my gosh. All right. So the 2021 Ford Bronco, I know I was going to see it at the New York Auto Show and then be able to show it on TV, all of which has been canceled now, including the technological deep dive event. They were going to show us all the technology in the vehicle in Detroit at headquarters there, and everything's been canceled. So what's going to happen? Where are they going to show these things? They're just going to hold on to them? I mean, you know, it's weird to think that automakers have new cars to show the world and no new car shows, no New York and, you know, Geneva and all the auto shows that have been canceled. What the hell?
Well, they're kind of stuck, right? On the one hand, now they're backing up on their product rollouts and their introductions. And you know that everything's based on, okay, the car will hit, we'll intro it here, it'll hit showrooms here, we'll be seeing sales of it front by here, be bringing in this much money by here. And all of that now is pushed back and nobody really knows when it's going to be done. But the flip side is to go on with everything and say, okay, now we went ahead and launched it on the schedule we had set up in spite of what was going on, and everything tanked. You know, nobody showed up for the intro. Nobody showed up when they started showing up at dealerships. We can't sell them at all. And it's looking like a failed model that has nothing to do with the model. It's totally the environment we launched in. So you kind of, you know, six one, half dozen the other, you just can't really win either way. I mean,
right.
Look at the Bond movie, right? We were supposed to see the new Bond movie in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I was very excited about it. We were not going to see that till November.
007.
And you know that that's that's hurting Universal, right? The parent company and all, because that was going to be, you know, a revenue generator for them this year. That's not going to start for 7 months later than it's supposed to.
It's interesting to think that you look at, say, Italy and South Korea and some of these areas where they've had, you know, a lot of cases of this virus and quite a few deaths. The crematoriums in Italy are running like 24 hours trying to keep up with, you know, cremating the dead bodies there. It's very, very sad. But it's interesting to think or even imagine like Italy being told that you have to stay in your home. Of course, you know, when they're, I get it in the big cities and, you know, they're right on top of each other. It's even worse and everything spreads like crazy. But like for me, I live in Oregon. I mean, I got 3.5 acres. I can't even throw a rock in at my neighbor's house. So it's.
Dude, you already went into post-apocalyptic mode years ago.
So oh, I got a generator. There. I got a shotgun over every door. I mean, I'm the Omega Man. I just posted that. Did you notice that? I'm going to go see that old 1970 whatever 5 Charlton Heston movie, The Omega Man, where he was the last guy and his blood was the serum. Anyway, it's like my favorite movie. I can't help it. I'm a baby boomer, you know, so I have these movies, you know, The Ten Commandments, The Plague is coming. Anyway, so
what yeah. about Soylent Green?
Soylent Green.
Why don't we just go to Soylent Green? We
can, I made the joke. I already made it. It was a bad joke. I apologize for making the joke. You can't make jokes right now because it's too early. You know, it's too soon. too soon.
Too soon.
But I will say that I believe the RV industry is going to go crazy this year. Think about it. You can't go to Disneyland. You can't go to the Broadway shows. You can't go to a movie. You can't go to a football, basketball game. You can't. You got to go outside. You got to, you know, be 6 feet away from people.
And you can't interact with strangers. Well, okay, let's all get the family in an RV. We'll just drive around in our own self-contained little protected world, still see the world, but not expose ourselves to anyone else. You're right.
Well, you know,
RVs would be a great option.
You can go to the mountains. You can go to the lakes and the rivers and go fishing. And, you know, I mean, when was the last time you went fly fishing, Carl?
It's been too long.
Exactly.
I wish.
A lot of people are thinking right now, when was the last time you built a campfire, Carl?
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, when was the last time you took one of your kids and went fishing in a stream or even on a boat?
But dude, can I get cell coverage up there while I'm doing that? I mean, how am I going to post on Instagram?
It won't matter. It won't. Instagram's going down, man. Facebook's going down.
Well, and I'll throw one more thing at you. Personal car ownership, right? We're all supposed to be watching the end of that. We're all going to just ride share. We're all going to ride around in shared cars with everyone else. Might be a reassessment of that whole concept, too, after this one.
I do believe. I think we're going to all get back to basics. A friend of mine the other day said, you know, 3 days without sports, I don't know what to do. He says, it's like crazy. I walked in the house the other day and there was this lady sitting on my couch and evidently she's my wife. She's pretty nice. You know?
Well, you know what I'm predicting? My prediction is for a certain percentage of the population, there'll be a huge baby boom nine months from now.
Oh, believe me.
And a certain rest of the population, there'll be a huge divorce boom 9 days from now. So, you know, you're going to see both those play out.
Let me tell you, there's going to be a baby boom, and they're going to call it the Corona Baby Boom. Let me tell you, I bought the old back hair scraper. Have you seen that back hair scraper? It's amazing.
No.
I'm like de-hairing my body so my wife will try and like me again. Because she's like, you're too hairy. Get away from me. Oh, my God. How did I go there? I don't even know how. It's what happens if you look at Facebook. You see all these strange ear hair trimmers and back hair scrapers. And Carl, you knew I'd go there, didn't you? You knew it.
Of course you would.
We've got more stuff to talk about. This is The Drive. Trying to just have a little bit of fun before the locusts start coming and frogs start falling out of the sky. We'll be right back. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, gold and silver are up, and the price of gas is down, and Dodge has still got their Power Dollars deal going on. Every 2020 Challenger, every Dodge Charger for 2020, get more power and get more off. It's that simple. Hurry into your local Dodge dealer today. Take advantage of the Dodge Power Dollars. Woo-hoo! $10 off for every horsepower. Gearheads unite. Carl Brower on the line. Price of gas, Carl. It's amazing. With all this going on, the price of gas, like a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken is the same price as a barrel of crude oil. It's bizarre. And you can get oil cheaper and easier than you can get the chicken these days.
That's true. Well, it's, you know what? It's Dodge's Power Dollars world right now, and any other high-performance cars. Think about this for just a second, Alan. Gas prices, oil dropping, roadways clearing.
Right.
Is this the best world we've ever lived in?
I'm telling you, it's the Omega Man. Watch that movie, 1971, Charlton Heston. The guy went in and he stole a Shelby Mustang right off the showroom floor because he is the only guy left in the whole world that doesn't have the virus.
Well, why not?
Right. And, you know, streets, he was Ken Block, Omega Man, Ken Block. Anyway.
But I'm telling you, that demon sits down there with 840 horsepower, and I got to be, like, kind of prudent on when I want to take it out, you know, whether it's how much do I want to spend in gas and how much
I know.
Do I want to
let
risk
me tell
my,
you, hold it. Let me tell
license.
You, when your generator runs out of gas, like in the Omega Man, do you remember this movie I'm talking about?
I've definitely heard of it. I've never actually seen it.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody, watch The Omega Man tonight. It's got to be free. It's like 1971. The whole world gets a virus, and all the people everybody dies except, like, one guy. That's why the Omega, beginning and the end, Omega, Alpha and the Omega. Isn't that right? The last man, right? He's the last man. It's Charlton Heston. And it's like 1971, 2 or 3, it's set in that period of time, because it is that time. And all the people that had the virus, their eyes turn white, the pupils. So they look at him and they got these white eyes, and they all, like, want to eat you. No big deal. They're like zombies. And he finds a couple of people that somehow had the same, you know, blood type as him or whatever, that didn't die from it. But all the cities are like ghost towns, and he's driving that car around like a maniac. It was a Mustang, I believe. Anyway, continue. And you have the point that I'm making is his generator goes out because he's making out with this black gal that was one of the only last people, and he figures, well, we got to repopulate the world. Very racy for that time, if you think about it. And he's making out with her, and all of a sudden the lights go out, and he goes, oh, my God, the generator. And the next thing you know, fireballs, and they're trying to catch his building on fire because they can't, because they have these white eyes, they can't be in the light. Very great movie. It's called The Omega Man with Charlton Heston. So, Carl, when your generator goes out, jump in the demon and take an AR-15 and a couple of handguns with you. Because you might be the Omega Man.
Well, of course, I don't have any of those things.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about, Alan.
Okay.
But in theory, I guess I could do that.
Right. Anyway, so you have a demon, and now you're like, I could go out and actually drive this the way the car was kind of intended, fast and furious. Right?
Precisely. Yeah. The gas is cheap. The roads are clear. I mean, it's the demon's world now out there.
So now what do you think about these EVs, right? Everybody's got an EV coming out. The world is changing, bam, overnight. And all of a sudden, gas is cheap again. And there's deals to be had, like you talked about, the Dodge Power Dollars. And you can buy monster horsepower for a really good price. You can get amazing interest rates. The Fed's just dropped it to zero to 0.25% or what? It's like insane. The pricing of financing right now must be unbelievable. That's all I can say. Well, look, of course, everybody's doing it. But all of a sudden, these EVs are going to be falling short, I think. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's the tough thing is everything that's happened in the last 2 weeks and 2 months, however you want to time it, has been bad for electric vehicles, right? Cheaper oil and cheaper gas. Talk to anyone who works with dealerships. They'll tell you EV demand tracks right there with fuel prices, right there. They go up, EV demand goes up. They go down, EV demand goes down. Now you roll in economic challenges and some concern and maybe a little more conservative spending of your money, and the idea that you're going to spend more than you would for the equivalent internal combustion car to get the EV, because they do all still cost more, you know, the incentives and the rebates help a little, but
right. All
these things are not helping. And then of course, some people are saying, well, also just the idea that like you want to go a long distance. If you decide for whatever reason, you got to travel a long distance and you don't want to be stopping for, you know, an hour and a half every time you got to refill, or even for a half an hour, you can do that with gasoline a lot easier than electric vehicles.
Yeah.
So none of this is helpful to EVs. And it's crazy because, Alan, you know, GM just like, what was it, 2-3 weeks ago, very recently, they did this huge announcement of all this fleet of EVs they're getting ready to launch in the next 2 years.
I know. Well, these types of things, these global pandemics and all these things, they are world changers. And the question really boils down to, you know, each one of us has choices to make in our lives, how we are going to deal with the future, how we deal with each and every day. And it's going to change the way we buy things. I was talking on another show that I also do for Entrepreneur Magazine. I was talking with a Harvard professor, and he said, you know, of course, online businesses are going to be booming right now. The problem is you may not be able to get the stuff because the delivery system supply chain kind of thing is screwed up. But people will still buy what they need online in hopes of, you know, at least good old U.S. mail still working. But, man, it's an interesting, very interesting global change is upon us. I do believe it or not, even though you know me, I'm a knucklehead, these are some biblical times we're living in right this moment.
It's definitely going to be another defining moment of human history. This will go down there right with, the Spanish flu, right? Go back just over 100 years. My wife, believe it or not, has letters from one of her grandparents chronicling their Spanish flu experience, both in Italy and then coming over here right when it was going on and people around them dying and everything. She says, I'm going to break those letters out. We're going to read through them. And I was like, do it.
Isn't that crazy? Wow. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Well, all right. Working from home, Carl Brower, Kelley Blue Book, Autotrader, Dealer.com. Any final thoughts before we say goodbye?
Stay safe, stay healthy, and, don't kiss any strangers, Alan. You know, can't follow your behavior like you always do.
Dang it. Hate that. I'll have to bump elbows or something. Carl Brower, Kelley Blue Book, Autotrader, and Dealer.com. He's the executive publisher. My pal, my friend, thank you, sir. Be safe. And but if you do, if you get that virus, cover your throat. That's where I'm going to punch you. I won't. I'll just kind of poke you in the eyes. See you later, Carl. We'll take a break. It is The Drive. Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX. Part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution. Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show brought to you in part by Subaru and the new Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. And this would be a great song to play while you're doing whatever love makes you do. BJ Colleen joining us. Voice of reason in my perilous world. Automotive journalist extraordinaire. Boy, I'll tell you what. The fact that I'm doing this show with a little bit of toilet paper rolled up in each one of my pockets for emergency tells you the state of the world right now, BJ.
Well, I don't know about you, Alan, but I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. How's that?
I know. And you know what? Here's the thing. What they're saying is that we really haven't peaked out yet. It's the worst of it is not here yet. Kind of sad to say that the news is going to continue on and the news cycle is going to continue to bring us more bad news. So, I mean, we kind of have to get used to it, but what we got to do is hunker down and, you know, it's like a storm. batten down the hatches, ride out the storm. When you're going through hell, keep going, right?
That's my saying. Yep, you don't stop there. You just keep moving through. And, you know, the best thing people can do is just turn off the news. Seriously, just turn off the news and live your life and do the best that you can. Because news will destroy you.
I turn on the news at 7 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 6, and I watch for 1 hour. And I figure if they can't give me the news, if they can't give me the world in 1 hour, then they're not doing a good job, because that's kind of what they're supposed to do. News shouldn't take all day long to give you the news of the day. Otherwise, it's just happening now, if you know what I'm saying. You can watch it in the evening, maybe watch a half an hour in the morning, half an hour in the evening. That should be enough to keep you going. You're going to hear about it on social media. Somebody's going to say, hey, did you hear what the president said? You know, free cars for everyone, whatever. Then you can go check it out. I know, right? I think we're going to all get $1,000 from what I heard. Romney's going to. Anyway, but let's talk about cars for a minute. I know that we had a worldwide unveiling, a world premiere in Hollywood of the new Hyundai Elantra for 2021, and it's a hybrid. What do you know about it, BJ?
Well, let's talk about cars, because you're right. Let's have some positive, fun news here instead of the same old, same old. And you're right. Hyundai did a nice big premiere. They were going to do it anyway with people there. I was planning on going, but then they canceled it. But they just said, you know what? Let's just do it anyway, and we'll put it online. And that's just a great way for everybody to enjoy it, which is kind of nice. But they officially launched the all-new 2021 Elantra and Elantra Hybrid. So it's not just a hybrid.
Okay.
It's a gas version also.
All right.
And they did it at what's called the Lot Studios in West Hollywood, which was kind of cool. But the Elantra is a very popular and important vehicle for Hyundai. And first of all, congrats to Hyundai for still making cars. We know that a lot of manufacturers are turning away from them.
Right.
But people still need cars. Not everybody wants an SUV. There's a lot of good things to be said about cars. You know, they're small, they're maneuverable, they fit in your garage, they have a trunk. You know, they're easier for people to get in and out of, a lot of people. So
easier to park, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, easier to park, good fuel economy. You know, and just because the flavor of the month is turning away from it, it doesn't mean that people still don't need it. And especially small cars, because the Elantra is a compact sedan, and people still need to be able to afford it. I mean, you take a look at prices of some of these SUVs, and they're astronomical.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're still building cars is a big plus. There's a lot of nice things about the new Elantra. It is the seventh generation. Can you believe the Elantra has been around for that long?
Bizarre.
Yeah, it's just great, because it just shows you how good a vehicle is. They're extremely popular. You see them everywhere, which is nice. But for 2021, they've gone with what they call their parametric dynamics design theme. And again, it's a lot of word stuff, but basically it's a really nice looking car, very sporty looking. It's longer, it's wider and lower. Where have you heard that before in car design, right?
Right.
Anybody and everybody talks about it. But this is also Hyundai's vehicle they call sensuous sportiness design identity.
Oh.
And basically what they're, I know, more words. What they're talking about is they've got a four-door sedan that looks like a coupe. And I think, you know, it's interesting that Mazda actually started that with the Mazda 6. And a lot of manufacturers really have followed suit, because you want all the cool looks of a sporty sedan, but you need the practicality of four doors.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's pretty cool. And they did a very good job with that all the way around. As far as the Elantra Hybrid you talked about, yeah, this is the first time they've done a hybrid on the Elantra. They expect more than 50 miles per gallon combined fuel economy.
And then if we can get gas down to a buck, hey, we got it made.
Yeah, I paid 30 cents less a gallon this time around than I did last month.
It's crazy, right?
I know, it's amazing. So, but it's absolutely true. But, and some other really cool things that they're doing that I really like is Hyundai's got something called a digital key. And I think they're one of the early manufacturers to do it. I know Lincoln has a phone and his key, but basically you can unlock, start, and drive your car without a physical key if you do it through the smartphone or an NFC card. NFC stands for near field communications, which means it's reading it if you put something close by. So the digital key is what Hyundai calls it. It's an option on the Elantra, but it's actually kind of cool because you don't physically need to carry the key with you anymore, which is kind of neat. As long as you have your phone on you.
Well, let me ask you something. We got to take a little break here. We'll have more on the other side about the world premiere in Hollywood. Of course, just like everything, there wasn't a big gang of people there, but Hyundai's smart enough to do it, put it online, and stream it so it was available to all us journalists from around the country and around the world. The life cycle of these vehicles, especially with the Hyundai Elantra, you said it's a seventh generation, not even a very old vehicle. Their life cycle happens faster and faster these days, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah. They've got to keep it fresh.
That's smart, smart, smart. All right, we're going to take a little break. You're listening to The Drive. We're talking about the 2021 Hyundai Elantra, both Elantra and Elantra Hybrid world premiere right here on The Drive.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
And my voice of reason in my world, automotive journalist BJ Colleen. We're talking about the brand new, all new 2021 Hyundai Elantra. World premiere just earlier this week. And they did it. It was kind of a virtual premiere. And my guess is, BJ, that they probably couldn't get out of paying for the facility that they had, and it was probably all set up, and they're thinking, well, what the hell? Throw some cameras on there, and let's do it anyway. Because you know,
they probably were going to do virtual anyway on top of it, because most of them do.
That's true for the worldwide audience. Show, so. Yep.
But it's good. Yeah, you're right.
So you have a Elantra, 2021 Hyundai Elantra, and Elantra Hybrid. You've said that the hybrid version makes more than 50 miles per gallon estimated fuel economy rating on first ever Elantra hybrid, because I'm making little notes here. segment first, wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. So this
is cool.
Yeah, this is kind of the meat and potatoes of the auto industry, the car industry. These are such good value. They always have been. I remember when I first showed this car, I don't know how many years it's been now, 20 years ago. Whatever it's been since these came out, I was on ABC with Kelly and probably at that time Regis and Kelly. And I remember saying, if they can make this car for this much money, then they're going to sell a jillion of them. And sure enough, they did. You know?
Yeah.
So here we go.
If a jillion is 3.4 million in the U.S., yes.
Wow.
You're absolutely right. That's right? How many they've sold. I think they've sold like 13, almost 14 million worldwide. So, you know, we know it's a popular vehicle. So maybe you had something to do with that, Alan.
I think good styling and a really killer warranty, what is it, the 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty or whatever it is that, you know, who offers that? Only somebody that's really confident in their machinery, right? So people bought it. It was a good-looking car. It serviced people well. I remember when Hyundai first came out into the marketplace, I remember thinking to myself, oh, this company – they're going to need these things. So I started a wrecking yard, and I specialized in Hyundai and Subaru. And, you know, it's funny. I was a pretty smart guy. But the Hyundais actually lasted a lot better than I thought they would. So I had all this stockpile of engines everywhere, and nobody wanted them. Because same with Subaru. You know, it's funny. Anyway.
They didn't need them. You know? But you're absolutely right. You know, I mean, the other high point about Hyundai then, and even Hyundai now, is you get a lot for your money. And that's something that people, you know, if you looked at the Elantra back then when it first came out, they were offering so many more things standard than the other manufacturers were. It's like, well, you know, I'll give them a try because I don't have to pay the extra money to get the features. And it turned out to be a reliable vehicle. It turned out to be a good looking vehicle. You know, you talk about the warranty, you know, the powertrains were strong. You know, they started to build their own powertrains. So,
right.
You know, Hyundai really has come a tremendous way. A lot of things that they've accomplished in the time that they've been selling. And the Elantra truly is a plus. And I think because they sell so many of them, it was definitely time to bring out a hybrid powertrain for the Elantra. You know, they have it in their Ioniq and things like that. So the Elantra hybrid has got a 1.6 liter Atkinson cycle four-cylinder engine. And it also has a 32 kilowatt lithium ion battery. And that's positioned under the rear seat. So everybody's getting smarter about where to put the battery. You're not taking away the trunk capacity space, but you're getting a total system output of 139 horsepower and 195 pound feet of torque. Absolutely amazing.
That's where you feel it too, is in the torque. That's what pushes you back into your seat. Yeah.
Oh, totally, totally impressive, especially if you're starting out in pure EV power.
Right.
So that's a big plus, you know. So they call it a high-efficiency electric motor, and it has electric-only driving mode, which we, you know, just talked about, with available power assist at higher vehicle speeds. So it really is impressive, and that's where you get your 50 miles per gallon.
They haven't announced pricing yet, have they? This is a world premiere.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No. Well, it doesn't go into production until fall in Ulsan, Korea, so it's going to be a little while.
Yeah, well, listen, I have to think, you know, with the quality situation that they have really good quality vehicles. Their designs are really beautiful. I think they're going to do good again with this new vehicle, 2021 all-new Hyundai Elantra and Elantra Hybrid. And if you guys want to know what an Atkinson cycle is, you should Google it because it takes too much time. And because of this music that is, yep, there it is. That means we got a news break coming up. Thanks to Hyundai for sharing the news with us so we could share it with you guys. Go check it out online if you want. You can Google it. Hyundai Elantra and Elantra Hybrid world premiere in Hollywood. Maybe take a look and see what it looks like. BJ, stay with me one more segment. Let's talk about the toilet paper virus, whatever they're calling it these days. Sad. Can you spare a square, says Elaine. No! We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever. The 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto News. Exclusive interviews. Real world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
I know everybody's talking about the coronavirus, and I don't want to make fun of it, so I'm going to try not to, but I probably will end up anyway because that's my nature. But think about some of the movies in our lives that we've watched, you know, Soylent Green and The Omega Man with Charlton Heston, Lord of the Flies. I mean, there's been some interesting movies out there, War of the Worlds. And, you know, this is all, you know, in our movie watching history, we've all seen all this kind of crazy stuff play itself out. All of a sudden, here we are right in the middle of it. And it's almost like there's a fourth grader in charge. You know, it's like there's going to be a big virus. So everybody's going to get a cold and everybody's going to want toilet paper. Everybody. Nobody's going to be able to get enough toilet paper. And all us kids, we're going to get a month off of school. Yeah. BJ Colleen is here. Think about how kids are looking at this right now. Kids are thinking, what the hell's going on in this world? They're all out of school right now. They don't know what to do with themselves, you know?
If you have a big backyard, you're happy.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're in your apartment, you're screwed. You're not happy.
Exactly. BJ Colleen, the voice of reason in my world. I don't know. I am self-quarantining from any of my children right now because they eat a lot and they want to use my toilet paper. So I told them, I said, just stay away.
Your house.
They do. They come over there. My son comes over. I like locks, right? I'm kind of part Jewish. My dad was Jewish. My mom was from Alabama and a Baptist, which makes me George Costanza. But I like locks, smoked salmon. I always have the Costco locks. It's 1995. My son, my 20-year-old, comes over and he'll eat $10 worth of locks with one finger swipe. You know, he swipes up a big old bunch. Yeah, it's like, I'm going to get away from here. So I'm quarantining. That's my way of keeping them out of my refrigerator and away from my toilet paper stash. How you been, BJ?
Good, but you better save your food. You better keep them away because, you know, once the supply chain's gone, that's what my husband keeps saying. So
I know.
He ran to the store and stocked up and we froze as much stuff as we could. So
yeah, I know. Everybody's kind of going crazy. You know what they said on the news, which I appreciated hearing this, believe it or not. Vice President Pence said this. He said, we have got more food in the United States than we can eat. And I do believe, you know, the farmers and the, you know, dare I just stop right there? The farmers of our country do such a fantastic job. And I know that there's got to be a lot of storehouses. The ability to freeze things these days is fantastic. My guess is we could go several months with this lockdown going on, and we would probably be just fine. We ordered, I hate to give away one of my secrets, but we ordered some toilet paper from Staples the other day, and it came in the next day. You know we ordered it on, listen, this was this week. We ordered it on one day and it came the very next day, earlier this week. So I'm just saying there are ways of getting toilet paper. So it's not the end of the world. And you can use a washcloth for goodness sakes, right?
Like people used to in the old days.
Yeah,
but right? The problem is that the media is blowing this out of proportion. And don't get me started on the media. That they're causing this panic because, you know, there's a bottom line where, yes, you need to be cautious, but the sky is not falling. And please don't, you know, just like I said, turn off your TV, make life easier.
You know, my brother called me and he said he was sick. I said, stay home. And one of the guys here in the office says, I got a preemie baby. I go home. It's not the end of the world. You know, it's honestly, if you took a month out of your life, look, we go on vacation. The world doesn't fall apart. Just act like it's a vacation. Really? Enjoy life. Well, clean your bedroom.
It is for some people, but if you're stuck with your family, it's not a vacation for others.
Well, that's me. Let me take a break. Come back and talk more. I know BJ has some car stuff to talk about, but how do you not talk about what's going on as the world is going nutty outside? And I keep cracking jokes. I don't know. Somebody's going to call up and yell at me, but I'm going to die happy. We'll be right back. It's The Drive.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to The Drive. We like to laugh here. That's my job. Comedy relief, car guy, and comedian. Although I'm a car guy and I am the only one that thinks I'm funny. It's kind of sad. But I laugh at my own jokes. That's all that matters.
I think you're funny.
Voice of reason. See? You got me. See? Voice of reason in my world. Automotive journalist, expert in all things in human life, BJ Killeen.
I don't know about all things in human life.
But thanks
for the comment.
I know you had some other car news. We talked about the 2021 Hyundai Elantra world premiere in the last hour. What do you got for me this hour?
Well, this is car news, but virus related. So the worlds are colliding here. What's nice is a lot of manufacturers and, you know, mostly because of lack of sales and dealerships are closing and everything else and plants are closing because of this. But they're all, you know, they all want to keep the economy rolling. So Genesis, the high-end brand from Hyundai, has something called Genesis Cares. And if you buy a new vehicle from any 2019 G70 or finance at 0%, you have a 90-day deferred payment. So for 3 months, your payment won't be due.
Wow.
And available to the buyer of any new Genesis model financed or leased at participating retailers from March 14th to April 30th. You have a 6-month payment if you lose your job. So if you're buying the car and then you lose your job, they will cover the payments on your job for 6 months through December 31st, 2020.
So they'll cover the car payment.
Car payment, not your job.
Yeah, I'll make sure that I don't get that confused. but now, what about, isn't it Genesis is coming out with a new SUV?
Yes, the GV80 they're coming out with.
When's that coming out? Because maybe I'll buy one of those.
Mm-hmm. It's coming later this year, I believe. I'll let you in on a little secret. Maybe this is something we could talk about next time. But why I've been going back and forth to New York is we're working on a project called the Genesis House.
Oh.
And the Genesis House is basically going to be a gathering place or an experience center is basically what it is for people who want to come in and learn about the Genesis brand. Oh. And there's a lot of really cool things going on because there's going to be a restaurant in there and a library. And it's in the Meatpacking District in New York. But we're in the process of getting everybody trained and filling them in on Genesis product. And that's what we're doing. So because of the virus, we've had a little slowdown, but we're still continuing it. But I can't wait to talk a little bit more about it and introduce it to everybody and invite them to come to New York when it opens and check it out because it really is cool. And if you were there for y'all's show, I would have snuck you in, Alan. But
another thing I missed out on. Oh, well. That's cool. I think the Genesis brand is the shh, don't say anything. If you want something cool, you know, it's like they don't do a lot of big loud advertising. It's not in your face. I mean, it's an interesting brand, and they won like some of the year stuff, as I remember. And it's like, really? Well, I haven't noticed that brand that much, because you know, some of these big car companies spend billions on advertising with a B, billions. And when you have a brand that's just good and it kind of, oh, here comes the word, spreads virally through people that want something different, want something that is cool. That seems to be the Genesis brand. It's really a nice machine, and I can't wait to get behind the wheel. I've never driven a Genesis.
Oh,
seriously?
You have no idea what you're missing. That G90 is spectacular.
That's what I'm saying.
All the vehicles are, but the G90 is just luxury, top-end luxury vehicle is just incredible. You know, Genesis is interesting brand because you're right. They haven't been shouting it about, you know, because they're slowly ramping up their models with the addition of the GV80. It will be four models that they have, which, you know, compared to BMW, which has 42 trillion models, it's not as much. But Genesis is really smart. I mean, they actually were just ranked number one, and I believe it's initial quality. They're always at the top.
See?
You're right. They've won numerous awards. And part of the reason for the Genesis House is because they are the best kept secret out there, that they don't want to be a secret anymore. Mm. They want people to know who they are and what the brand represents. And the Genesis House, you know, it's not about selling cars. You don't have sales guys there that are pushing the cars. You have an experience to introduction to the Genesis brand, to the brand of what the Korean lifestyle is all about. And it's really going to be a wonderful gathering place in New York. And it's pretty cool. It's a great place to check out the brand. And, you know, if you want to buy a car, obviously they can hook you up with a dealer, but that's not what it's about. It's about getting to know who they are and what they're all about. And what they're about is young luxury. That's the focus. You might have seen the commercials on the Super Bowl way back when there was sports still alive in the country.
Right. So,
and but it was kind of cool because they really are focusing on not being the stuffy, stuck-up luxury brand. They are a luxury brand for the people that, you know, that get it, that they have, you know, a presence, but they're not the snooty type. And that really is what this is all about. You're getting great performance. You're getting great value. You're getting great looks. It really is an up-and-coming brand. And I can't wait for you to get behind the wheel.
I know. I'm going to have to make a phone call now. All I can say is I'm glad that Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, his wife, are out of the hospital in Australia, because he's the litmus test, right? If Tom Hanks lives because he had the coronavirus, we're all going to be okay. If he dies, the planet will explode. All right? So, BJ Colleen, thank you very much.
Thanks, Alan.
All right. We'll be back. Take a little break here. Go try and steal some more toilet paper here at the studio. It is The Drive. Don't come in. I'll only run and hide. Who can it be now?
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Our show brought to you in part by Brembo, the choice of champions, Brembo Brakes. We thank them for sponsoring our show. Brian Moody joining me right now, executive editor, Auto Trader. And, you know, with the world going through this thing we're in, Brian, I see here you have a story.
Is that why you said that song?
Yeah, exactly.
Breaking the law.
I know. Car entertainment tech for when everything is closed. It's kind of weird, you know. Somebody says, hey, let's go to lunch. I go, drive through? I mean, because that's the choices we have right now, you know. It's weird.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true. It's true, though, that, like, you know, there are some compelling in-car features slash systems, however you want to do that. Because my guess is people are going to be probably saying, I'm tired of being inside, let's go for a short drive around the block or something like that.
Right.
And here's all of these cool things that you can get in your car. I've become a big Spotify fan. Hmm. Do you have Spotify?
I have Spotify, but because I have my own radio show, I just listen to myself all the time. So I send myself a link.
Here's what they do that's good.
Anyway, go ahead.
They create lists based on what they think you like, based on your song choice and that kind of stuff. So if you're tired of all the music that you normally listen to, and probably if you're tired of all the podcasts you listen to yourself, it can suggest, like, hey, here's your daily, you know, your daily drive. There's one called Your Daily Drive, and you just hit it, and it gives you news, and it gives you sports or something. I'm not sure. And the kind of music that it thinks you like, almost just pre-programs it like your own personal radio station.
Right, right.
No, I like that. Good.
Yeah, and you know, you said it, and I thought about it while you were talking for a second. Truthfully, that is my zen place. Is when I start getting antsy, I want to go for a drive. That's why this show is called The Drive. Because while I'm driving, giving my intellectual side of my mind something to do, my hands are at work, my mind is at ease. And I actually can think about things that are worrying me, bothering me, whether I go down to the coast and, you know, see the beautiful coastline, or whether I go to the mountains, or whether, you know, if you're in Michigan, you go up north, as they say, or wherever you may go. A drive is a great thing to do right now when things are weird and you can't do the normal stuff. So having a car that has a lot of cool tech is good.
You ever heard people say this? Oh, I have my best ideas when I'm in the shower or something like that.
Right.
You ever heard that?
Yep.
No, that's not true for me. I have my best ideas when I'm driving.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I'm behind the wheel, out somewhere, away from everyone. That's when I'm like, I have a brilliant idea.
You know what's funny, though? Those are my top two, in the shower and driving. That's what's bizarre about what you just said.
Shower, never. I never have a good idea there. The only thing I'm thinking about is, one, I probably should lose weight, and two...
I don't want to know about two. Don't tell me about two. That's funny. You know what, though? I do have, we did a remodel a few years ago, and I got one of those, you know, things where it has four body sprayers and a really good, you know, dare I say, shower head that is like, it has a massage thing in it. And so it's like, when I take a shower, it's like, I could be in there for a half an hour. It's wonderful. So that my top two places to do best thinking is the shower. Most importantly, though, the drive. I could drive 1,000 miles sometimes and just, you know, it's like the time goes by like nothing. So it's really a good thing. But having the good tech is good.
You know, this is my favorite road trip car. You ready for this? My two favorite road trip cars are, believe it or not, the Kia Cadenza. It's a sedan that no one's ever really, it doesn't seem like the average person knows about it, but
right.
It's a great car.
Right.
And also the Chrysler Pacifica. Those are great road trip cars.
Interesting. All right, well, speaking about road trip cars, I know you guys have something going on here. 8 most affordable new 3-row SUVs because, you know, for 2020, our world is changing and we may start to like our families and take road trips with them. What do you got in the 8 most affordable new 3-rows?
Yeah, so three rows can be expensive. If you want a three row with leather and a sunroof, you're going to pay for it. That's just how life is. But here are eight three rows that are relatively affordable. First, let's start with the Volkswagen Atlas. Starts at $31,500. Mm. That's pretty good.
Yeah, buddy of mine got one, loves it.
No, not sure.
Yep.
You're a fan of that car or not?
A friend of mine got one, and he loves it. And I am a fan of it because I think that's a lot of vehicle for the money. And I haven't heard anything really bad about this thing. Every car has little niggly things.
Yeah, I don't have any.
You know?
I don't have anything bad. I just don't. I don't. It's just there. It's just okay.
Right.
Like, I don't dislike it, but I don't love it.
Got it. Okay.
The Durango. And there's obviously varying versions of that. There's a V6 version. There's an SRT version. Well, the base model, you can get a three-row with a good V6 for $30,495, roughly.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good deal right there. Durango's not bad.
Give me one more, and we got to take a break. Go ahead.
GMC Acadia, that's a pretty good-sized SUV with three rows. $29,800 starts at.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, if you think about it, and with all of the stuff that's going on in the political landscape, I believe, and I think GM, you were just talking about the GM product there, they're offering, I think it's like zero interest right now. You might want to check. There's some really, really good deals. Brian Moody's going to come back and give us some more of the eight most affordable three-row SUVs for 2020. The financing in your area, you'll want to check your local dealers. You can also go to the manufacturer's websites. Like right now with our partner of Dodge, with every 2020 Charger or Challenger, you get $10 off for every horsepower on the Dodge Charger. So if you buy something with, 700 horsepower, do the math. $10 off for every horsepower, there's deals to be had. This is The Drive.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Well, right now we're talking with my buddy Brian Moody, executive editor over at autotrader.com, about the eight most affordable new three-row SUVs for 2020. Our show brought to you in part by Subaru. And Subaru, I wonder if they're part of the vehicles in the lineup, Brian, as they have a seven-passenger SUV now. But just curious, you left off, I think you'd give us about three. Continue on with your list. Is Subaru one of those by any chance?
There is no Subaru on the list, so this was bad planning on our part.
No, that's all right, but it's the key word is affordable, and here's the point. I think you're trying to get around $30,000, and theirs may be in the $33,000, $34,000, $35,000, $36,000, I don't know. But it's interesting that Subaru...
Well, I bet you could get a three-row. What would be a three-row? Is that the...
The Ascent. Subaru
Ascent.
Ascent.
You know, it might have just been an oversight. That's a good point.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Well, what's on the list?
All right.
Continue. Yep.
The last one we left off was the GMC Acadia, and then also the Chevy Traverse. So they're about the same price.
Gotcha.
Now, when you add features, it's going to go up, obviously. But I think one of the brands that gives you the best in terms of value for the money, features for the base price, Kia, and the Kia Sorento starts at $26,000 and some change. So that's pretty good for a three-row SUV. It isn't as big as like an Explorer or a Tahoe or whatever, but it's a decent little car.
Right.
Two Volkswagens on the list, so there was the Atlas and the Tiguan. The Tiguan starts at about $25,000, so that's pretty good. But the third row in the Tiguan is a $595 option, probably worth it if you need that.
Right.
We also have the Mitsubishi Outlander at $24,000 and some change. Let's just call it $25,000. Doesn't include the hybrid. I don't think that is going to come in that cheap, but there is a plug-in hybrid Mitsubishi Outlander that's reasonably priced, and it's very popular in Europe for that reason.
Yeah.
And we end that list with the aging, but still rather spunky, Dodge Journey, which is $23,495. It's hard to believe that you can get a decent three-row for that, because remember, the average sedan is going to be, you know, like an Altima or a Camry. The base price of those is going to be in the 20s. So a three-row SUV for $23,24, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, no question. By the way, I just looked it up. The Subaru Ascent starting at $31,995 for 2020. So at the higher end.
That's a decent price.
Yeah, right. And I will
say. We should have had that on our list.
That's all right. You can always change the list. We just did.
So anyway. I would rather have the Ascent than the Atlas. There's nothing wrong with the Volkswagen Atlas. But like I said, it's one of those cars where you're like, I don't feel negative about it, but I don't feel positive about it. It's
no,
just there. Whereas
some,
the Ascent,
right.
I a little bit more feel positive about it.
Some
nice
vehicles
interior, that kind of stuff.
Are polarizing like that. And it's interesting, you know, how it just something about it reminds you of something in your life. And it just it doesn't suit your fancy. All right. I know you have another story right here. Seven great used compact SUVs under 20 grand for 2020. What do you got real quick?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously, if you're in the market for a new car, great. That's always fun. But when it comes to used, boy, a lightly used SUV can be really good. Now, these aren't three rows, but these are under 20 grand. So we'll start with the Chevy Equinox. You can get a 1 or 2 year old version of that. Same with the Ford Escape, 1, 2, 3 years old, and that will come in under $20,000 roughly. This is one of the good ones on the list. I think this is one of the better ones, a good value and a good car. 2012 to 2016 Honda CR-V. It's going to last. It's comfortable. The newer ones actually are much better. The older ones, I feel like they were a little bit sparse. Hyundai Tucson is a good one. This is the 2016 to 2019 Hyundai Tucson. And if you want a little bit of, you know, sass, a little bit of snap in your step, 2014 to 2019 Jeep Cherokee, not the Grand Cherokee, but the Cherokee, which is one sort of like level down and should be able to go off-road. And what do you think about this one? What do you think about the Mazda CX-5? Talk about polarizing. I feel like some people love Mazdas and some people just don't get them at all.
It's one of those vehicles. I agree. And they've suffered with that, sadly, because I just think they're fantastic vehicles.
I love them. I agree. This is what I think. Mazda's success isn't about the products. I almost think you could do a social experiment with Mazda and say, here's the result of, on the one hand, a competitor, super huge spend for marketing dollars, and here's Mazda not spending that much, in my opinion, because the product itself, the car itself, CX-5, CX-9, CX-30, excellent cars, good price, lots of features. I'm surprised more people don't buy them.
Yeah.
And so the last one on our list is a RAV4, 2013 to 2018 Toyota RAV4. You know, it's not sexy, maybe, let's say, the older ones, but it's going to last, and it's going to be a great value, and it's a car you could probably live with for many, many years.
Yeah, I happen to like the Toyota RAV4, even, you know, the current one, the new one coming in, yes, going to be better, but it's always going to be that way. The next one is always going to be better and always going to be better. But when you say Toyota, when you say Subaru, when you say some of these car companies that you literally are just saying dependability and have been for so many decades now,
yeah,
you can't go wrong with them, like you said. These stories can be found at autotrader.com. Seven great used compact SUVs for 20 grand for 2020. That's used vehicles. And then the 8 most affordable new three-row SUVs for 2020, also available at autotrader.com. Brian Moody, thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Sure.
All right. Well, we're going to take another break and come back with, I think it's George Kennedy. Man, a full show today. There's so many great choices out there. Having friends like Brian Moody at Auto Trader and our buddy Carl at Kelly Blue Book, it's all part of the same family. Yeah, right? Who? Did you say who? It makes it a lot easier. Anyway, check out autotrader.com. I'm Alan Taylor. We'll be right back with more. Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything.
No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Wow, I feel good.
I do feel good. Thank God. And our show is brought to you in part by Brembo, the choice of champions. Brembo Brakes. Joining us right now all the way from the Boston area, working from home like the rest of most everybody, except me, is George Kennedy III, co-founder of Cartender, freelance automotive journalist, works also for Car Gurus, Boston Globe, U.S. News and World Report, and here at The Drive. What is up going on with you, brother? What's happening?
Look, I'm a freelance automotive journalist. I'm always working from home. So this is my work setup is optimized for these kind of conditions.
Perfect.
So.
Right?
Yeah.
No harm, no foul. So what have you been driving lately?
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, I heard you guys talking about the small SUVs, and I was just driving the new Hyundai Venue. And before that, by a few weeks, the new Hyundai Kona. So I sort of have a good assessment on the smaller end of the Hyundai SUV lineup.
So tell the world about the Venue and the Kona, first of all. Where do they slot in? And you said small SUVs. I thought the Kona was the small SUV from Hyundai.
Yeah, I mean, I did too until they came out with the Venue.
Okay.
I mean, it's interesting because this is with sort of the explosion of the small SUV market over the past 5 years, even 10 years. It's been one of the glaring omissions from Hyundai's lineup. And so they've made up for lost time by providing now two vehicles. The Kona came out of like last year, the year before. That's a subcompact SUV that almost has more of like a sporty vibe. It's kind of got a little bit more of it's offered an all-wheel drive, so it's got a bit more ground clearance and stuff. I think the Venue sort of goes for that trope of, you know, these could rightfully be hatchbacks that are branded as crossovers and SUVs because that's just what people buy these days.
See, I was going to say that, by the way, because when we say SUV, sport utility vehicle, you could call it a sport activity vehicle. You could call it a crossover.
Yeah.
You could call it a compact SUV. You could call it a car because at the end of the day, I mean, right? Isn't that what it is? It's a car.
Yeah, I mean, look, I power over it, but at the same time, I will say that unlike, you know, other small hatchbacks where you kind of sit back a little bit, say like a Ford Focus, you sit in this car and you do sit upright. There's a lot of headroom.
Right.
There's a lot of legroom as well. I think one of the big surprises that, so if I were to compare the Kona and the Venue, if you're in the market for a small Hyundai SUV, the Kona has almost, you know, a very, you know, hard to use back seat, especially if you're taller. I'm 6'3".
Right.
The Venue, on the other hand, you can rightfully sit in the front seat and still have some workable rear leg room. So this really is sort of a little utilitarian people mover.
Well, and so when I say car, what I visualize is two or four doors with a trunk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they started, you know, of course, yesterday I was talking to a couple of the gals in the office and we were mincing words over some phrase that this lady said, and I said, what does that mean? And she kind of tells me, and I scratched my head, and I go, I don't know about that. I said, I've never heard that. And she goes, just because you never heard it doesn't mean. I said, I get it. I said, do you know the origin of a station wagon? And she goes, huh? And I go, yeah. I said, again, we live in different worlds, and we turn in different circles and things. I said, so I'm in the car world. A station wagon, it used to be when you would travel by train many, 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 many years ago, or by horse and buggy, right? And at a certain point, they started inventing cars. And then when you would go somewhere, you'd get off the train at the train station, and you were going to go to the hotel or wherever you were going to stay. And the hotel would send, or the train station would have, a station wagon to take you
to and from
the station.
Station,
yes, to the hotel. And I go, today we call them a shuttle bus, but, you know, now station wagon. But these words come and go, and right now SUV, man, when I think SUV, I think of a Ford Expedition or something like that. But we're calling these things SUVs, but really what they are is cars in the shape of SUVs, in essence, because it's a car platform, kind of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, and so to your point, actually, I'll give you another one. Are you familiar with a shooting brake?
I am, only because I'm in the business, but go ahead, tell the world.
Yeah. So for your listeners, if you've ever seen a two-door wagon, think like a Chevy Nomad or a Volvo P1800 ES or like the kind of the only two I can think of, but like a two-door wagon
right.
is a shooting brake. And where that came from
European,
was BRAKE, I think was the term for like a flatbed wagon that you would just tow around your property, your British estate. You would just throw stuff on top of sort of like the 18th century version of your farm truckster. Right.
Right.
And a shooting brake is the brake upon which you would put all of your hunting equipment when you would go have a fox hunt or something like that. And so that turned from a flatbed wagon that you would throw all your hunting gear on and your lunch and your sherry and your port and stuff to an SUV. So like you think the Range Rover is a good example because the early Range Rovers, the Gen 1s in Europe were two doors.
Right.
And so that became the notion of a shooting brake because they're like, well, that's what people are bringing around on the property. So when you think about terms about cars, like before the 60s and before the 50s, there were like seven different versions of like a Ford. There was the Ford sedan. There was the two-door sedan. There was the two-door coupe. There was there was a bunch of different versions. Right. And we only entered in this sort of homogenous period of the past 60 years with, you know, your standard sedan, coupe, SUV, convertible, truck, sort of as your main things, you know. And people go, well, we're trying to fill all these different niches. I think we're just getting back to the period before the last 50, 60 years where there was a lot more variety in vehicle type. So we're getting back to those times when there was a lot of different variety and sort of breaking away the norms of the past 60 years of just the same type of four or five
sure.
cars, right?
So to the point that when we had Brian Moody on here a minute ago, he was talking about great compact SUVs, and those were his were used for under 20 grand. But didn't you say in the commercial break this Hyundai Venue is like 20 grand to start, brand new?
Well, no, it's actually so this is like $17,350, which makes it one of the most affordable cars in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying it fits into that 20 and under range. That's good.
Yeah. So we drove an SEL trim, which has a lot more goodies. And, you know, you add like a premium package and stuff like that, which adds like, you know, a couple creature comforts, some driver assistance features, really well-equipped car for about $22,000. Mm. And that's the same price as the top tier denim trim, which is essentially an SEL with options.
Right.
So the really cool thing is this, and I love the way that fashion's changing. Instead of leather, they give you denim. Denim upholstery is the top.
Denim!
Tier.
Oh my God, they're bringing denim back! Don't go anywhere, George. You never know. George is driving the 2020 Hyundai Venue, or just got done driving it. A small SUV, compact crossover, sport utility, whatever you want to call it, from Hyundai. And he just said, starts out at 17 grand. He's got a pretty loaded one for 22. We're going to come back and finish talking with him and a little more coronavirus blather. Because we're all working from home. We're home alone together. We'll be right back.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
And I'm working with Drive Tribe now. Drive Tribe, started by Jeremy Clarkson and the guys, the gang from Top Gear. And for like 4.2 or something million Facebook followers. And I've posted some videos and some fun stuff up there. Go to drivetribe.com. Download the app on your phone, join my tribe, create your own tribe. Lots of good news and stuff there. It's very international, but there is a U.S. page, celebrity page, all that kind of stuff. It's fun. Drive Tribe. George Kennedy III joining us right now, and he's talking about a 2020 Hyundai Venue. He's been driving it. Whether you need a car, an SUV, a crossover vehicle, or a compact, whatever the heck, to take your stuff, this may be a good option, starting around 17 grand. So, George, when it's all said and done, you're a big guy, 6'3", small yeah. kind of crossover vehicle. Did you, when you know, the nice thing is we get to drive these things 4 or 5 days. Did you feel pretty, right. you know, comfortable in it? Did you feel like, I could do this, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's the nice thing about modern cars of any size or class is that, you know, if you go back 50 years, if you get a compact, they're going to try and make all four seats equally usable, you know, and then you take into account modern commuting, and so you're kind of just sitting by yourself in the front seat.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So they've optimized the car to where you can slide the seat up to the point where there's almost no rear legroom behind you, which
smart.
Means somebody of my size at 6'3"
right.
can actually fit in the car, you know?
Yep. Well, that's good. So, and, you know, here's the problem is it for a while they felt afraid to do that. And I do believe that's wise because to your exact point, most of the cars we have that have back seats, four doors, whatever you want to say in the back there, we're not using that 90% of the time and maybe 96% of the time. You know what I'm saying? And it's like for those big long-legged moms that are like 6'9", they could still put the child seat on the passenger rear seat. Because maybe, you know, listen, I've seen some very tall women and they still want a small car because they want fuel economy. And speaking of that, what kind of fuel economy do you get?
Yeah, so this thing has like a 1.6 liter yep. four-cylinder center that makes like 121 horsepower. And it gets 30 city for MPG, 34 highway, 32 combined.
Wow.
And you got to remember, you and I talked about cars like this before. There's no all-wheel drive option for this car. It's
really?
Just a front-wheel drive only. So when we talk about it's only an SUV in name, it's really just a hatchback. That's part of what I mean.
Right. It looks like an SUV, a crossover. Whatever. It really is kind of a crossover, which means that it's a car that looks like an SUV. So it gives you what you need.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to go off-road, who cares about all the stuff you know, that like when you buy a Range Rover, you know, to buy a Range Rover and drive it around Los Angeles or Boston, you know, in the city is kind of ridiculous. You're dragging all those extra
right.
gears and all the extra equipment, and you don't need it, and the repairs go up. So if you just need a car to commute with that'll still take your stuff, you know, these types of things are great. They're a car that's shaped like an SUV.
For sure. And I will say, though, to come back to that engine, it did feel a little underpowered. It would get you where you needed to go, but it would definitely whine and make a lot of noise getting you there. Especially getting up to highway speeds and stuff
well,
like that.
Carrying you know, six tons of George.
right. But despite it being kind of a little, you know, looking a little top heavy, there was a bit of body roll, but it was pretty composed through turns.
Yeah.
I think it's a perfectly fine commuting car. You know, if you're looking for a bit more oomph, then I would go for the Hyundai Kona and get the turbo engine on that. So there are options within this budget range.
Well, Hyundai is doing a really good job right now. I think Kia is doing a really good job. I think companies like BMW have so many choices right now. It's like, holy mackerel. And I think we're going to see that. They're going to continue to slice that pie thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner to where, you know, it's like you could technically stay with one car manufacturer throughout your entire life. And they're going to have something, whether it be a sports car, and all the companies are like this right now, whether they make a sports car
yeah.
or all the way
that's,
to a seven,
that's the plan.
You know, seven passenger SUV.
Everything
right.
is,
yeah.
Everything is blue water for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So,
exactly.
you know, divide and conquer, try and find unclaimed potential buyers. And you're absolutely right. They want to, brands have been doing this forever, though. They want to own you going up through your, you know, climb through the different tax brackets,
yep.
right? And so
yep.
they're just making sure they're moving down market to get you started earlier, right?
Yep.
So to that end, it's, you know, it's a good plan and it's a good car to start out with.
All right. We're talking, thanks to Hyundai, about the 2020 Hyundai Venue, small crossover compact SUV. George Kennedy, you can find him. Where do you want to send people?
Yeah, this will be on cargurus.com.
Okay.
You know, we were going to do a video on it, but in light of recent changes in the universe, we can't be out there filming
all
right now.
All I
so
want to know.
A review and some photos.
All I want to know is, do you have any toilet paper? That's it. You good?
Yeah.
You good? Okay, good.
Even in the back of this thing.
I'm good, too. All right, that's it for us. We're out of time. This is The Drive. We'll see you next week. Thanks, George. Cruise up and down this road.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.